The things which we have picked up from the previous stretch plan. I think we have to break down time. I think if I'm not mistaken, if my mind really, or my memory really tells me well, Silo, you have somehow you send us a document or a suggestion as far as this program of practice from them. These members related, several members, the ongoing issues, the understanding, the ones which we have to start with them immediately. So as far as my list is concerned here, can I now pick up point by point and then we come with the page or with the priority, start with the priority, we can sort of like indicate it. As far as our certain issues we have picked, unless if you are not yet specified, if you have something you can raise before we deliver it on issues which we highlighted. In the absence of any contribution, I think we can start with the abstention. What are the challenges we are already facing? It's the abstention issues that we have indicated from this previous challenges 2010. Number. Present to the department. Oversight visits to provinces. And some follow-up with new mechanism to be put in place. Language and its importance. As well as its promotion. I think we can even talk about it. When we talk about the issue, then it's accompanied by budget goals. The last one, I don't know, that the other one, I think it falls under budget when we talk of funding. Those are the things which I captured while we were raising them. Item 2, as far as the challenges are concerned, which things
It can be included before, we can deal with the renaming before
this amendment bill.
Challenges for us as a portfolio commission. All of these issues, including the South African political name. And from there, we see which one is prioritized. Now, the challenges take the main action, then these are the issues. And we prioritize our strengths.
In other words, we realize that the bills are a challenge to our community. I can say that they put it point by point. We have 2010, which is ahead of us. And then we are bringing this item of freedom power that we have to be placed at the same time. Because it's going to have an impact on the 2010 issue. Thank you. We were advised to look at the program as a cluster. That whatever we begin, we have to bear in mind that the issues we are dealing with, we mustn't forget that it needs not to temper with the aim and the vision of the class. We know that 2010 will also affect the sport. We know that it is the we will also be covered. We are in preparation of tourism at the same time when people visit Freedom Park. They'll be visiting our park. So it means that we mustn't forget that we have to focus on that issue. Another challenge which we will look at is which needs to be addressed as soon as possible.
Because the Pansar is one of the entities that deal with the promotion of digital technology. And the human concern to the portfolio quality, whether the board, I think the very last time we interviewed the people that were in the list, we're not sure whether there is confirmation to say there is a void or not. I think let us also say we need whether we combine it with the bill to say we also need to know the transport situation. I don't know whether it was done when I was away. We do want to get a report concerning the cancer. Because last time we listened to them, there was no board in place. And I don't know how they function, the entity without the board, because they should be accounted for through the board. So I think when they come for the bills, they should also give us the insight of what is happening.
Isn't that for waiting for the department? I'm
speaking on my permission. If we're not doing a list, doing a lot of our meetings of the Pansar members, the board members.
No, I'm particularly we're actually here to distribute it in our cycle. What about this?
I think
I think we'll check.
Yeah, we can use the chest by the other but besides the list, we depend on each department to keep us. You know, now that there is a board, because if you remember, there was an outstanding COVID mandate, all the workshops between us and Pansar. So that we work together. We understand their rules. If you remember, we still have that outstanding workshop of the Department of Arts and Culture and Culture. I think it is not going to cover anything. We need to get it to some of the departments to help with the work now. Now that they are going, can we then proceed
I think that's fine, because we wanted to be clear on the separation of roles between the thumbs up and the noise. No, I was just saying that we have to see, as far as I said, I'm not really happy with them, that we should leave that show. Any other?
And consented with the existing
kind of
department
ministry,
which is that of the
fields
and also the
hands up. I think that should be added to the things that we want to do with the department.
Yes, I think we have seen the opportunity and also give it our daily issues and questions close to the attachment. And also those people who have complained. Oh yes, actually, like that's who was talking about the city, and he should be ignored by the country. They find out how far. Yes, she's just very much what it is. How they have such a
and challenges, what is the under-challenges? Any input, contribution? I don't know if we are aware that as far as heritage is concerned, a lot of questions have been raised really. Our people in the rural area, that as far as more especially as far as traditional leaders are concerned, I'm just talking on your behalf, that a lot of things are not recognized as far as our African issues are concerned. I think the department will have to come and bring us some paper to study. How far have they gone as far as heritage, size and heritage, whatever. That's my thinking. Do you have any need for us to be rich at the department? Thank you. And how it affects our social or working hand and with the social pressure, with the heritage issue concern. Any contribution as far as challenges are concerned? We are taking all those into priority, isn't it? Any other challenges? Thank you. we have, like I indicated, the issue of recognizing the cluster. Last time we talked about the issue of allowing arts and culture to also contribute to the ECD. What is our interest there? Our constitution. Childhood development. That the elderly people, when we grew up, I don't know whether maybe people like open because they didn't have the intention to tell them the stories of church. When we used to listen to the stories, and I believe we have the story of the hare, some elephants, that the hare appears to be a clever animal to cheat other people. Other animals. So how, what is our contribution? Do we want the government, the department to bring us, to be briefed by the Department of Education?
Thank you, Chair. Not only referring to education, but I saw that where we have cross-cutting issues with other departments, I think in saving time, wouldn't it be wise for you as a chair to maybe speak to the chair of any other committee so that at a time when they have when their mission, we meet together with them, the two portfolios, so that we at the same time we don't organize, you know, separate meetings whereby issues as location such, you know, with the particular department.
Is that the feeling of the committee? The reason why we want this to be added as a challenge to us, it is because of the moral decay of our children. Our children don't have moral concerns because they are not taught from anything. Do you have any challenge as far as gender issue is concerned in Hassan Kaisa? As far as gender issue is concerned. I believe that as a culture will have a challenge. Women are not given the respect they deserve. That's my opinion. Is it culturally to disrespect women on a level of a man? Is it
Yeah, sure. I think I want to agree, you know, that, you know, more often when we meet as women to discuss gender issues, we find that we find women, especially in the rural areas, still to be, you know, subjected to abuse by men. Whereas, as in the urban areas, we acknowledge the fact that we still acknowledge the fact that the father is the head of the house. But in rural areas, it's still very prevalent, you know, that women must be more, you know, more than submissive to men.
and just to give a few. If I may set an example, I remember every time when we were launching with PWS in Michigan, there was a woman from one of the commissions who had forgotten to wear you know, it had to be flown to the conference. The husband sent it for her to wear it. And I agree that, you know, in terms of culture, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to gender. We can talk until tomorrow.
When the parents of that, we have to take care of women.
I think different tribes subscribe to different things. There are issues where we say that on this one it is up to us. Something that we be in conflict with our constitution and as far as human rights are concerned. I'm just saying the thought when we raise this, I think we don't appear to be questioning some prejudice about this because I don't believe or subscribe to some practice that is practiced in Zulu culture. And then I think everything that we have to raise, something that is quite much, we have to look at the constitution of our constitution. Although you will find that there are let me give an example, and I hope friends will bear with me. Because last time someone gave an example about Zulu culture on the radio, and someone told them, but why don't you use your own culture with a bunch of radio? So if something is practiced in Brazil, and then we say no, but this tramples on people's rights and Prince as a member of the royal family, we say no, but this is our culture, and we have a question.
In other words, we need not tell, we don't need any person or
No, I'm not saying we don't need to put a thing. I'm just saying, what would be our point of departure on this case? For me, anything that is not in conflict with the Constitution, because the Constitution is a system law of the country. But I can't, because I'm in social or stronger than question, because I've just feel that now in Tonga culture, we don't like agree with what the people in the Tonga or whatever.
Yes, just a follow-up question. So maybe can I see for now, because this is the family discussing, we must leave it for the later stage, because there is much to discuss for this time. Maybe it will be too easy for us to ask the department to come into that.
Honorable follow-up.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's not communicated to you.
No, it's just one thing.
Oh, sure.
So I've been working on it ever since.
Honorable Lakhayatcho, followed by Frank Zulu. I stand for women in Parliament. I will fight everybody who seems to be harassing, abusing, or being disrespectful of our women. In the ANC, we have recently incorporated a particular position that men and women are equal human beings. Therefore, it would be a fair day if all men can be seen as disrespected. For that purpose, we need to detain when we say men are being disrespectful of women, what do you mean exactly? And we need to detain when we say men are not gender-sensitive, we are here because of women. They carried us for a long period in their bodies, and therefore, it will be a fair day that men are disrespectful of all men, some men.
Thank you, Chair. I think the important thing is to bring to our attention that we have a diversity of our culture. If we recognize the culture of the other people, you might sometimes end up saying that this. You might end up not saying that you, those people are being abused. I am a married man, more than 35 years married, the grand wife staying together, and a lot of our culture, but lots of other cultures that we do not bind ourselves as a family that is a commander. We take what suits us. We don't take what suits us. Last week I attended the funeral of my sister's son. I was worried that it was very, very hot. My sister was there next to the daughter-in-law. When I came there, I saw
this young lady have a food this time has on top of her. So that the female doing this to other females. I was also told that even underneath she was putting another black hair here and then they put another one on top of her. I mentioned to my brother that no, man, even to my wife. My wife, I do not appreciate that discrimination because I do not understand what is this. It is hot, very, extremely hot. They keep blowing the, trying to give her the air, but this is done by me. When we look to this, Eastern culture mostly, that the Muslims who are putting these guns and come just for Sunday. We can say that those women are abused, but they have to talk for themselves. Not we cannot just interfere with their culture. According to our culture, a woman could not go without putting the dwaba going on the other. But my wife, since she married me, she never put it. She put it when they were doing a kashrut thing on there for just to enjoy it, but not just a comparable thing. It is African culture that you must put some, women must, it is written in the Bible that women must put something on their head, not men. But we cannot say the Christians now they are not putting this. We must force them because it is written in the Bible that they must put something on their head. I think each and every person must consider what is a culture for themselves. But there is no culture that is imposed. It is my feeling because it's diversity of our culture. They used to say when we were young that you cannot use a spoon to eat. Only my father must use a spoon. Now everybody is using spoon. No person who told the people that change it now. I was not allowed to sit on my father's chair. I can still to sit there when he's not there. But I should get even a punishment if I would. But when I sit there, I only to find that, no, I imagine myself there as big as my father. But these days, our children, they use each and every chair in the room. There is no special chair that is identified for the head of the family. But other people, they keep that. Even the white people, even, they, some of them, they keep in the same because this is the head of the family who sits here. When I get in the royal family's house in the king's place, I check. I cannot just go and sit on the chair. I must just think that now I can just sit on this chair which can accommodate two or three people, but not a single chair, because I don't know where the king sits when he gets in. This is the such thing. According to our culture, I cannot take a glass of water used by the king. But when I get to the bell, I only find that the people can just share the glass. This is our culture, we cannot do that. Thank you.
Thank you. I think we have given up as far as the gender issues are concerned, which I don't know whether it's so banning that we can not that thing that we can attend it to here. As far as our credit construction is concerned. Right. Yeah, it's a long term issue. I think we didn't discuss much about 2010. We only decided to sort of like indicating to the fact that it cannot be improved in preparation of 2010 for physical capacity. What about the briefing which was held by the department of cohesion? Do we need any social cohesion? Do you think Would you any briefly start a special question for them? As soon as possible? Within this period? All the scholars, those are the things which we highlight that you sort of like, you know, those are upstanding issues which we have to focus on within this space of time.
The question of social cohesion and also the question of gender. And for me, there are things and long-term processes, and they are ongoing, you know, processes. It's not something that you can say to the victims one of. They are not so very comfortable. It's again just a test on the government. It's the first issue of African culture only. It's about all the government. Therefore, I want to ask one of the things, I propose that we treat it as Spain and Italy, that we deal with it as it comes. Otherwise, it is not an isolated measure that we can say we're going to do this once and for all. It's something that we should be with us for the rest of our lives, as long as we make sure that all departments or every cluster, we look at each every cluster. I'm not ruling out the bearing issue in terms of social priorities. And what I'm trying to analyze is that it's a long-standing process, a long-term process. Thank you very much.
I don't think it's anything much or anything that the government is doing to take the rural people as staying in the rural on board to the government. There is nothing at all. You find that wherever it goes throughout the country, find these young boys, any space is open, they make it a soccer ground to play all over the country. But with the rural, when you think that this 2010 is coming, but what is going to happen to us? What achievement is it going to make to our people in the rural? I'm in a small town, the whole rural and the small town, but there is nothing there that is going to take place regarding this trade chain. The whole Zulian district and municipality. But when you go to the urban areas, big cities, all these events are going to take place there. And if you think that as I am in the rural, let's say rural and municipality, thinking that the talk is going to take place in Durban, you have to travel from Durban to Nongoma, more than 400 or something kilometers away from Durban, and thinking that these visitors will just move from Japan to Zululand to do what? You can't understand. And then these people are staying in this area. Should they invite these people to come, make them play there? They are not allowed. They are going to only play in the big cities, not in the rural. But what achievement is going to happen in the rural? Thank you. I think that is certain.
Yeah, I think this is one person that he was actually reaching that he got a question from the department. The question was raised. And I think in one of our minutes we actually recall that we corrected something about Northern Shakes. That the Northern Shakes has been identified. I can't remember what the working one. But what the first thing that let's say this, that the identification of failure or areas where the tournament will take place, that is the competency of FIFA. So it is FIFA that came around and identified that not we will have a tournament taking place in Poker City. There will be one in Green Point and everywhere else. And so they also then identified areas where there will only be practices, like the Super Stadium and some other stadium, around the country. But what the DG says is that they then have to identify areas of interest where the visitors will go to. And I think, because what he said, I think in using the Northern Shape, that it is a tourist attraction. So areas where there will be something for visitors to go and, you know, remember South Africa, they will go to this area. So there's a whole program. The program is not only about the stadium, that there's going to be a match and then that's it. But there are other things that, you know, it could give us an opportunity to sell the whole country. I think that person can still be asked to the issues or any one of us just to get more clarity on this when or wherever it comes to this. On this issue that the chairman responded about or said about the gender. Because I think when we look at issues of gender, it must be what we say as urban culture. This is how we think within urban culture we can advance gender. So that, because I think what we want to say is that it is the same thing with one of them. We must talk about streamlining, mainstreaming gender. So it's not only us and culture. There's a cross-cutting issue that we were talking about myself. So even public way, talk about gender mainstreaming. The department that you think, but what, you know, what is this what you do? Construction or whatever, what is that what you do with gender mainstreaming? So we look at pattern culture. I think some of the things that we may have picked up, you know, about how those old ladies are being exploited, the work that they are doing and so on. You may find that there's a man at the helm who's benefiting and, you know, using, you know, them in actual sense to advance their own interests. I think that's how we should approach it. We should look at it more in terms of gender.
Which means that I'm not stopping.
Because
some presents by the people who somehow maybe have expression. You need a present?
No, not, I think after this, you know, I think what we need to do is really because the challenge is terrible. We mustn't approach it too narrow. We say that, you know, there are just issues. Like, because I think the issue about men disrespecting women or women, I don't think that's enough. That's an issue, but that's just, you will never deal with that. So I think there are issues that will impact on those relations.
Thank you very much, Shepherd, and once more I'd like to apologize for coming late to this meeting because miscommunication of some kind. But nevertheless, Shepherd, we are just found you in the middle of the meeting. I just what Colin is talking about 2010. Are you inviting comments about 2010 the broader what's called we should focus only on asking such concepts or we should just talk about anything about 2010? Because I wanted to say something with regard to that.
Can I respond to what Genesis is talking about? I think we agreed last week that we'll be discussing about the interplay. So we are ready to members came up with the upcoming issues to attend the truth and the challenges, like now they're raising the challenges and the solutions. What time frame for each and individual item or issue. Now for the 2010 present to the deck, oversight business provinces, follow up, bills, language, funding. Budget is well and such other things. But some are linking. You might find that the president is responding to an issue which was, it is linking to another item. That's why it was sort of like a ground stoning coming up with issues and then suggest, is it a priority that we can start with it immediately or come later? I believe that the extra clarification will help people to understand the race.
Okay.
Okay, now.
Thank you very much, President. But I'm not sure, because for instance, on the question of the during the 2010 game, I'm talking about the gate taking. But the spectators who are attending those matches in various stadiums. Are we not supposed to also contribute to the development for the community of the second house for the price of if we only to watch the game in the stadium?
Do we need a briefing by the department or by the sports committee?
Yeah, look, I wanted to come up with a proposal because I'm not sure as to how it is going to go about. Like for instance, you know, most of our people in the country, especially black, they are the ones who support the soccer more than the other groups. In that, you know, I think those tickets are going to be very, very, the price is going to be very, very high for them. In that, for the ability to have a team, it's going to be tough for our people. You know, looking into other, for instance, the tournaments, you find that the ticket is very expensive. Now, my worry about our own ticket is they are going to be able to pay for those tickets, which will be very, very expensive. So I was coming up with a proposal to say that why don't our people be subsidized? For instance, by showing the data to become a game. I don't know whether it's relevant.
Seeing that it's kind of thought that other departments that begin that people can, that's my thinking.
Yeah.
We African daily as maybe the Department of Sports.
Yeah.
Honorable member.
How they are going to do the opening ceremony and the closing.
they said that is the role of sacrifice. And we even said we want to see the open ceremony reflect on African, should I say culture? African culture. And that we even made of this example of Ghana when they were doing their open ceremony. There was that kind of, you see, the culture of Africa. So, Chair, I want you to know that they should give us. By now, I'm sure the president has done that. You can see on how the 2010 is going to be in terms of closing and opening ceremony. Thank you very much.
Great Minister, Mona Spetterman, the way I'm looking at things are focusing on 2010. And we're coming up with a start here. So it means that 2010 is one of our things, one of our focus that we're looking at, because otherwise we can't get it fresh and make sure that those things are extended from us. It will be a disgrace to our committee, because we even have debated about it. And the Department of Culture, we need extra meetings with the Department of Natural Resources, as far as the study is concerned, or like with the study, with the portfolio committee on transport.
I would agree that we do need a person so that they can put something about what has been read by the committee. Can I also add some questions that we would like to make? But I think this is crucial about the opening of the school. We know, because I think that African culture is still, I think that is our area where we can also be able to learn about the relationship of the world area.
Thank you very much, Shepherd. And I think we are quite right, my fellow colleagues here. We need to keep up that with the Department of Sports and Recreation about the opening and closing. But most importantly, I think this one is very, very crucial. Also, for them to brief us on the question of the city. Because I'm afraid those stadiums, like for instance, the Greenpoint Stadium here, it's from the capacity of 2,000 spectators. It has been funded to be able to take a capacity of 8,000. So that is that stadium, for instance, here in the Western Cape, has to think that we're going to finish. If it's all the tickets are going to be something like 3,000 rand, you know. Our people cannot afford that, so that they only depend on us here in this parliament, that we try and make those prices affordable to them. Mm-hmm. So that what I was saying is that, you know, if we could maybe in that cluster meeting propose that at least those products from outside, because they earn dollars, they earn pounds, they earn these big currencies, you know, they subsidize our own people. Our own people, for instance, pay 100 grand. And then they can pay the rest, you know. It's us who can do that. I don't think, I don't know if I'm wrong, but I think I'm thinking for those poor people who support soccer in this country, that we need to afford them the opportunity of going to the stadium, in those stadiums, and then, yeah. Thank you very much.
maybe before I leave, like we have indicated that that conference is like tomorrow and in the morning. I am supposed to take a picture of like not more today. So our journey is halted. The conference is going to be held there. The president is going to achieve the address. And so we will be there in front of the Minister of Education. The consciousness will be present, the president, the Kutu, the Fana, and the we'll get some questions when I come back and get the documents and the children. I think you're cutting me in now.
Especially racism and gender.
together with the others. Because this is also not something that we can say we want to do this year and then we'll find it will finish. I think what we need to do is to put it on our national agenda. That's what we can say. We've had the racism, world racism content. Maybe we would want to revisit that thing. What is it that the decisions themselves are taken there, and how do we localize some of the things that we're taken there? Maybe that's something that we could consider.
I want to make it from that one that's going the other way by Commissioner Chris. Now, it seems as if now, 2010, when it comes to South Africa, it might be end up as an event for the rich people. It's obvious that we are South African, only few people who might participate. When we talk about more than 1,000 upward tickets, so what about the app? I think the government must do something. So we have to raise it. They must say something. What are we going to do for our local? We cannot just provide the venue, but the government can say it has no say for people of South Africa to be the part of this. Mm-hmm. We have meant to have raised now and again that is the poor people in the world is with them because nothing has been done for them. But now when it comes even to the people who are staying in heaven, where all these facilities are developed to for them to go and see, look, and now they won't be able to just because they have
and able to pay for it. Thank you. But we do agree that the way the agreement with the government and the ongoing project is watching.
I do want to highlight the fact that maybe from the report that we got from the department, you need to go through the judgment so that we don't find ourselves in the same thing when we ask questions. Because one of the issues that they are highlighting, they stated the role of African culture in 2010. So, and also gave us mentioning some issues that they have impact on the development of African culture. Therefore, I want to agree with the chair when you say the initiative goes continue. Look at them. Rather than saying the department should come and do something good here, we rather say, so the issue that they raise and look at the issues that we think as CCA as a doctor or social commission may follow up, like that of opening and holding a ceremony. I know that they said there are still going to discuss. So that frequency of looking at the department concerning Jim's saying, maybe we can look at it. Maybe we should say, we need kind of questions again in terms of the follow-up of practices. But when we get the questions again for the second time by the department, we need to be sure of what we are doing in the acceptance. Thank you very much.
Yeah, can you just say
They will never do it unless ourselves do this. So I'm not sure as to whether we do have other chiefs that are sending from that place so that we can be able to work with them on the road.
I think we need to start the political process to do it from the first. The issue of this, right, where we need to follow up. And I think we should have something like that in the minute. When we come to a next meeting after such a session, we will then be told that in the briefing that we have had one time, these are the issues that members raised, that members want to follow up on this issue. And in some of some instances, those minutes, they even say, these are the issues that you raised, and we've got this form, or I need a follow-up, and these are the responses. So that we don't lose track of them, like you say, another attacking system. So I think we need to have a specific approach in that session, so that we don't have things falling off the table. And then, because one thing is that members sit in more than one committee, there are lots and lots of things that they are involved in, and it's just not possible to come into a meeting and, you know, participate effectively on issues that are going to happen. Is there anything else that on this list that I can remind us? It's 2010 and 2005, questions. Are we done with the oversight? I think on that one, really where we need to start is the out-provinces that we haven't visited. These are those provinces. I think we must also look at our mechanism within the new challenges.
Just to make a follow up here, the reason why students have been raised is because we thought that we need to.
That would be one. We will identify other places to visit, right? And what are the real problems is that if we can just make sure that when we draw up a program, for provincial visits, that it is a program that we will be able to execute away in province, that we're not going to travel from one place to another to another city or without any way. Although it has been a time travel before, that it's been of all the, you know, I remember when we took away for us from my approach in the morning and we only arrived at that time. I think it was after 6 and those people were sitting there and falling for medical treatment because they were waiting for Salama. So, we were just make sure that if we say it will be in Fani, we will visit all those areas in Fani in one day and not have to attend to them. We go to there will be for the travel of the I think we will talk about it to identify sites before we do not know the end of the title of the mention. According to that, we're saying that we're the when I say the first human being, you know, which other problems do you see? How many you say? Is it true?
Yes.
You are also saying, you know, that it's a very short day. It's not that you go to Northway, so it sounds like this.
You can use your food.
I think let's do that. And this is what we must come with compelling reasons for the students to go to, like to the housing. I mean, something very key is the prison part. Although we still include other areas, but we want to go to the prison part because we are interested to see if the opportunity for the community to go to the prison. But don't you want to also look at any people that you think could be that we can say, you know, this much? I don't know how to say it. I mean, God, because in like all the problems, we have reasons to go to all of them. But when we look at cities like areas where we can come and say, you know, look, this area, Maganda, you know, in the next term or whatever, we must have this, what are these things? Something like the multi-purpose, region action, something like that. You know, or whether we talk about libraries, or things that we say, you know, we want to go to the area of code,
not tell him, but it should be, or him, should be one of the responsibilities of the secretary of the college.
I think the person is really choosing.
Yes. I think that is that. But I think there's a question of the issue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. But you said, you know, things are put to the department and they don't follow up on it, or they don't respond.
Yeah.
I go to the list again. The 2010, I think the day that the electoral commission was presented, and the message on the top, yeah. This is also something that we can raise with the government, you know, exactly. I think we should build the issue to bring us next to the bill. Yeah, just because I want to be able to do it. Because, you know, we had a meeting with the government group, with the head of the government, with the deputy president. We had a department and the committee had to the chairperson, had to prioritize because of the of it being the last year of the term of parliament. And we only have one piece of legislation, and that is only before parliament in May, and it is something that does not require any public participation because it is a technical amendment that it doesn't change. So there is just one which last year we checked, we have said that the minister is going to sign it now in March. Yeah, I think in March, and then it will be the second time. So I don't know what is in line with it. It's not in the system.
And then we had a specific
After that, you don't have to go to the top quality. Because that, I think we can just invite them and ask them why they investigate in a budget as well. If they say we didn't submit anything to them anyway.
I don't know if it's on the church of Jim Jesus, the inside of God's religion, yes. Because there is a church on here. And then, whether the issues that are outstanding from last year, 7 years, because this church has gone up to 2009. And we haven't had this community.
Which was drafted last year in a section. And it's a 3-year plan. 2011, 2008, up to 2009. Yeah. If my memory is still there, the rest of the issue. Look at issues that we can address. And then those that are still outstanding are the issues that are going to take to the restaurant to prepare for the future. So I'm not quite sure about writing a letter to one of the lawyers to say, don't say you are going to have a restaurant and to look at the social office. Now that we close the end, the take from this and prioritize issues that we can use to deal with after this time of the closure. More especially, if I would raise the issue of the public schooling, that the need to come up with a program. Maybe the public is not just grateful to the program. All of the lawyers are with different answers to this. Because when are we, right now we're looking at other issues. When are we going to deal with this? Thank you.
I think even here we have a measure of health about when even the base of the operation. If I don't do it in part of the center of the phone or whatever, can you see the difference? But I think what we must do, in line with what Sarah said, is that I think you will be in a position to separate this problem, this plan, and say that you don't have to. The issues that we have dealt with are obviously will be covered in the report of the committee. But what we need is the outstanding issues. And I think we raised some of the things here. That is the visit and the briefing by the department as well. So that these are the, because members identified what we say these are critical for this year for us to do. And then if you go through this and you pick up things that we these ones will stand, these ones will happen. You know, that includes even visits. If we have said we were going to visit the place and we haven't, that must be when obtained. Because in every program, you have to be able to say,
So the reason why we have this thinking was to identify areas that we covered during the previous years up to now, so that we know what we need to do to change the structure. So that to get the prioritize. I was a bit confused. I didn't change the church. I was a bit confused. Before, you were not very aware of it. But exactly what you were saying, we need to have this opportunity. Look at this program. Because that's what you said in the last meeting, that they must bring this. So that we as a social community, we look at issues that are outstanding. But the thing is that we're short, it's very good to ask you. Because the media participation should do all this. I don't know what happened to the rest of the social community. Other social communities have gone through is to get the budget we needed to, and at the end of budget year. But if we respect another one, and if we can go to this workshop to do this program for this year, it should mean that money is decision and be given to other policies. So I don't know why are we not doing this workshop to make sure, because this is not easy for this policy to actually look at issues that are actually, but through this application, through the workshop, we'll be able to say this is what we've done. But if the declaration was postponed for when, this is definitely a part of one of the ones that we did. I think it was one of my people said, I'm with the workshop that I'm going to be with you, I'm not going to be saying the last thing. So, but now I still want to know if, when are we having this workshop? Because end of March is the end of the budget. That money was given to other policies.
The issue of I thought all the time that whenever we meet, there are records of those records will be available to the group. Checking what we have done with and what we have done will be difficult if we don't have those records. The second thing is that putting up a bad time that we depend on the table of the workshop. It should be in the next 2 weeks.
Can we agree that we will have the workshop next week? Next week? Yeah, should be. In terms of the teaching of what we have to do,
I don't want to
when the
with the facilitator, with all of us, about issues.
Are we agreed on that? Is it done?
I think that you should also be careful. You should emphasize. You cannot afford maybe the special book to be shared or the missing sheet scenario. That other place than actually. And I think the whole problem is that you don't really get a accelerated pressure.
The missing very same pattern, because it should be, the chances for people to stop into. That was the first.
Yes.
That was the agenda for them.
You didn't mind that, dear.
You actually
expected.
Oh, well, it's like, it is the one. Yeah, it should be the fault of mine. But you must have seen it there, right? From something that you're getting lost when you're 50 years. Can we finish this thing and then we agree that you're done with the program? So the other method is a committee program. No? I think it's the same thing. And committee program. So we are done with it.
Yeah.
Then run the debate. It's between the 13th of May, I think. It's the 13th of May. But it's still quite a while away. Yeah. I think in the meantime we can start preparing.
It's something that has to be, you know, focused. Yeah. The leader.